Hi, everybody. So I'm going live here on both the YouTube and here on Facebook at the same time. So thank you for joining me. I've never done the YouTube thing before. And so you guys are. For those of you who are first time seeing me on YouTube going live, let me see if I could do this, actually. For those of you seeing me go live on YouTube, hi Angelica. I've never done the YouTube live before, so I'm trying to kind of figure that out as I also do this. Good morning, Jackie. So today, what I wanted to discuss is the division of the Indians. Today is October 24th. So, today, October 24th, we celebrate Saint Raphael, who is connected with Tin Joalagwe, the mystery that is Saint Raphael. In La 21 División is connected with Tin Joalagwe. And I actually wrote extensively about this division in this book that I wrote, The 21 Divisions, Mysteries and Magic of Dominican Voodoo. We wrote about the Indian division. Let me see which page it is here. Starting on 183. So 183 through 190. Good morning, Marie. Good morning, everyone on YouTube. I'm not quite certain how it all works on YouTube. This is my first YouTube in it. So good morning, everyone there on YouTube. Good morning, everyone on Facebook. So I'm doing this on both Facebook and YouTube because all my YouTube people were like, Papa, you always do Facebook lives. What is that? Oh, that's that. Okay. You always do Facebook lives. You always do Instagram lives, but you never get to us on YouTube on a live. Hi, Joel. So I was like, okay, I'm going to try this YouTube thing, see how you guys like it. Good morning, Lisa. And I believe you can comment here on the YouTube live as well, though I'm not really sure. Right? Oh, there we go. Good morning, Em. Good morning, Vicky. Good morning, Uno Kitsune. That's a nice name. Hi, Mambo. Hi, Mambo Sandy. So today I wanted to talk with you guys about the division of Saint Raphael. Oh, that's awesome. Hi, Edley. So the division up with the Indians and Saint Raphael. And before I get into that, actually, two things. Hi, Blythe. Two things I want to go ahead and tell you about is Woo, 2020 has been an exciting year to say the least, right? And this year we have a full moon on October 31st, Halloween. So I'm offering a full moon ritual. For those of you interested in that, you can DM me, you can message me at help@mysticalwork.com. We'll get you the information so that you can be included in that full moon power ritual that's being held this Halloween to add power and strength to whatever it is that you desire, whatever it is that your personal goal is. We're taking those petitions. So that's number one. Number two is I hope she don't get too, she kind of announced it already herself, but I'm gonna go ahead and announce it. And My goddaughter, Mama Star Cassis, is opening a new spiritual store, a botanica in essence, in Houston. It's called Mama Star's Style. We're going to be doing a grand opening weekend, which you're going to get a chance to do all kinds of great things during that weekend coming up here real soon in November, right here in the beginning of November. So those are two things that I wanted to let you guys know about what we have going on. A lot of people have been asking me about like what do we got going on between now and the end of the year, right? So the next two things that we have going on is the full moon ritual on Halloween, and then we have the grand opening of my goddaughter's store, Mama Star's Style, over in Houston. Hi, Sabathia. Right. And we hope to see all of you guys there. It's going to be a jam-packed weekend. We're going to be teaching classes. We're going to be offering a Misa. Right. We're going to be offering, of course, all the beautiful items that she provides in her store. So you're going to want to look out for that because it's going to be a hell of a weekend. And even if you can't come in person, we're going to be making it so that you can participate even online. So even from a distance, you'll be able to get them classes. Even from a distance, you'll be able to participate in that Misa and get the messages from the spirits. So, going on into today's topic is Saint Raphael, okay, who is connected with Tinjo Alagwe and the Indians, right? So, Saint Raphael, so today, I woke up and I realized that today was actually the birthday of one of my godson who passed away. His name was Miguel. He was a very good godson, and he was actually a servant of both San Miguel and Saint Raphael. And how basically jealousy is very destructive, and it's very insidious, okay? How jealousy kind of like slowly destroyed him. And it's a messed up situation where jealousy can destroy people. So I'm just going to tell you a little clip of his story. Hi, Shakir. Hi. Oh, before I go into that little clip, y'all, let me tell you something about myself. So that, because like someone seemed like they were a little, offended or something earlier or yesterday or something. You guys are awesome. You guys are like super tech savvy. You guys are super like smart and stuff. But me, Papa Hector, I'm like, I'm a little tech oriented. I can do that, but I'm not as techie as everybody else has the capacity to be. So I always tell people, if you want to get a hold of us, email us at help@mysticalwork or one of our email addresses. That's the best way to get a hold of me. If you message me on any of the various messengers and all of that, okay, hi Mambo Toya. Hi, Angel. Hi, Jean. Hi, Craig. If you message me on any of the messengers and all that stuff, what can very easily happen is you can get lost in a mix-up. Technology has advanced so much that everybody has like 15 inboxes and 15 boxes. Thank you, Jackie. He is awesome. So Lay answers everything generally in 24 hours if he's able to answer you. And if he's not, he's probably waiting on an answer from me. When you're a very active spiritual worker, you're doing it offended someone because they believe that I just kind of ignored them. And it's not that I ignore them, it's that sometimes I may see a message, but I may not get to it right away. And because the way Messenger works is everything gets pushed down and buried, and there's no way to sort what you've kind of like responded to and what you haven't responded to. And so they thought I just didn't care. But in reality, it's not that I didn't care, it's that we have so many other ways that people contact us. And so basically, for me, email is number one. We're going to take care of everyone who emails us first because you've made the effort to go through that extra step. After that, I try to get to everybody on Messenger, but when you're a very active spiritual worker and you're a spiritual worker that calls the spirits into your body, which a lot of spiritual workers don't do or don't do that often here in the States. So this is something kind of new-ish to people, okay? You do not have the head for technology. Hi, Katrina. You do not have the head for technology once you've done that for the day. So I can't always respond right away in all these various methods, inboxes, etc., because basically, like, we do call the spirits here, and when you call the spirits, your brain don't function the same afterwards. So there's a whole bunch of technical crap I can't do after that. So, and we're very active and very, very busy. And so that's why I have Soleil, who's my very well trusted godson for a long time, who it, makes sure that everyone's handled for me, and so no one's waiting too long. Also, when you're doing multi-day ceremonies, okay, I'm not just a reader. I don't just read people. I spiritually work for people, and I do ceremonies or I do initiations. We just had initiations not that long ago, various initiations. I can't get to, I agree with the comment that was made over here on YouTube. I can't get to every single avenue, every single channel as quickly as I would like to, or as often as I would like to, right? For spiritualists, technology can often be quite draining. It's like very lots of work, okay? So anyway, getting back to the topic at hand. So the Indian division, talking about my godson Miguel. So my godson Miguel, he was awesome. And no, it's not just you, Katrina. Technology is a draining thing. A lot of people don't realize, here I keep on going into tangents, y'all, but a lot of people don't realize that how draining just having that technology is and having that where everybody can contact you, all that constant contact over technological stuff is, it can be very draining. In fact, one of the things that I've noticed throughout the years is at one time, for the longest time, I didn't have a cell phone, even though cell phones were everywhere. Why? Because I hated that whole thing about people like just like basically, interrupting whatever was my flow. So I didn't keep a cell phone for a long time. But then eventually it got impractical to try to constantly connect house phones and not have a cell phone. But, okay. All right, Shakir, have fun. So what I came to find out was a lot of people, including myself, we would go to like the islands, right? DR, Haiti, and at one time we were more advanced here and they still didn't have Wi-Fi and all that other stuff. Now they do. So we wouldn't be able to use any of that technology. And people would be like, oh my God, I feel so relaxed. I feel so like extra energy. I have all this extra energy to do tons of stuff. I feel so great, blah, 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 blah. I feel like everything has slowed down. Everything has become more relaxed. When in reality, that was part of maybe what we were doing, but a big part of it was basically you weren't being drained like from a parasite known as technology. And all that extra energy that you had was really energy that normally you'd be draining into technology. So anyway, back to the topic at hand once again. Saint Raphael, Tinjo Alagwe, today is his feast day. Today is the feast day of Saint Raphael. And in the 21 divisions, Saint Raphael is connected with Tinjo Alagwe. I wrote about him in my book, The 21 Divisions, Mysteries and Magic of Dominican Voodoo, available everywhere, published by Wiser, right? So Tinjo Alagwe, okay, is a very important mystery. And I had a godson, his name was Miguel. And he came to me actually because he had a very big connection to Tinjo Alagwe and to another spirit that walks with Tinjo Alagwe, very tight and connected with Tinjo Alagwe. And he came to me and jealousy, which is what I discussed earlier, jealousy kind of ruined him. What happened was his family started to become jealous of the closeness and the connection that he had with me. And they felt threatened by that closeness and connection. See, when people are doing dirty shit and when they're doing dirty things to you, oftentimes people will, they will start to get fearful when you're around a spiritual worker, or they'll get fearful when you're around a spiritual master who could illuminate and shine the light on that crap. And that could wake up the individual who is basically the victim of being manipulated by the crap, okay? And so very often, it's not uncommon, people get very fearful and they try to create problems between the spiritual parent, the padrino madrina, and the spiritual child. Or they create issues like they did in his case. They created issues in his daily life so that with the understanding that all these issues would not be issues if he wasn't so connected with me. This eventually led to him not taking care of what he needed to take care of spiritually and like disconnecting. And he would connect every once in a while and just be like, hey, Papa, I'm okay. I'm doing okay, et cetera, et cetera. But ultimately, this led to his own demise. This led to his own demise. And it was very simple. It was the jealousy of the people that were closest to him. It was the jealousy of those people that he was calling family, okay? Family is not solely composed of blood, okay? Blood makes you a relative. There's a difference. And a lot of people suffer of not understanding the difference between blood and family, between a relative and a family member. A relative is related to you because you have the same blood. That's a relative. A family member, okay? You may have problems, you may have issues with each other, you may BS with each other. But a family member has loyalty. And that loyalty is not a dumb loyalty, but that's a deep connection of love and bond and loyalty. And that creates family. For a lot of spiritualists and a lot of people in the spiritual path, okay, part of what you're actually doing in looking for the path is trying to find those other souls that belong to your family, that you are meant to be family with and connected to. Bonjour. So that's what happened with him. And he ended up losing out and causing his own issue simply because of a problem with family. Okay. Yes, that is very true. Someone said water is stronger than blood, and it actually is. Okay. Water lasts longer, and water is the main component of blood. Okay. So he was a very big devotee, and today's his birthday. So it just like all came to me this morning, right? That today is his birthday. Today is the feast of San Rafael, Saint Raphael, Tinjo Alagwe, one of the leaders of the Taino Indian Division in the 21 divisions, which is also known as the Sweetwater Division. I think I said this before, but those of you who just came on, in my book on page, I believe it's 183, is where I start to go into the Sweetwater Division, or the division from which Tinjo Alagwe is a part of. Okay. And this book can be found on Amazon or any other book related site, Barnes and Nobles, IndieBound. I'm supposed to say all these things. Okay. So in the Sweetwater Division, okay, it's often we say that it gets very much neglected by a grand amount of spiritualists or horses, brujos, servidores de misterio. However, there are certain areas in the DR where actually the service of the Sweetwater Division is very strong, okay? And there are places in which there's very much their influence is the main influence of the work and the spiritual work that's being done there. As you see, I put up a picture here of Los Indios for us. Now, with the Indians, Tinjo Alagwe has Saint Raphael connected to him. And there's a few other Indians that have saints connected to them. However, just like you see, I have this image behind me. A great deal of Indians are represented by various images of Indians. Why? Because there are basically, we say that the Indians, they didn't really so much take on the saints. They didn't really accept so much the saints. And so they don't really care for saint representation. There are certain ones that have kind of come around to it to the point where they are very much connected. Now, the Indians for our tradition, okay, habitan or they stay in the sweet waters, which is the fresh waters, okay, your rivers, your streams, etc. In the art during this time, I know various brujos. Right, spiritual priests who are holding festivities for Tinjo Alagwe, Saint Raphael, and all the other Indians. Okay. I agree. I agree with Blythe. So, in that, with Tinjo Alagwe, right? I want to share with you because the thing about our spiritual tradition is sharing and yet a responsible style of sharing. So, I want to share with you that when we serve the Indians, it's very common. Good morning. It's very common that what we do is we go and we make the service in a natural place, such as the river. And in the river, we will take baths, but also we will make the offerings and we will make the offerings by the riverside. And the way that it works is that the Indians are very powerful healing spirits. So So anyone who's ever worked with the Indians before, okay, or has a deep connection with the Indians, understands that the Indians have that power to heal and to create flow. So in that, the Indians also can help us to create prosperity, success, luck, strength, etc. Now, what I want to tell you, if you made it this far with me, is little plan that I've been thinking on. And if you like the plan, you like the idea, leave a comment, okay? So what I'm considering is I have a Facebook group that is a private group. You have to go ahead and apply to come in. And I am a little slow on accepting new applications. However, I am planning on basically giving out some things for people to do spiritually to help themselves on that group. In order to get in that group, you need to basically friend request me and then request to be in the group. It's called Sanse Espiritismo y la 21 División. And I'm planning on doing some lives that will be just in that group. So they're going to be on Facebook Live. So some Facebook lives that will be just in that group for the members of that group, giving out some good things, some good recetas, some recipes, and some helpful things for people to be able to do to help yourself. And basically spiritual stuff, right? Our spirituals, some giveaways. So if you're interested in that, go ahead and leave a comment. Be like, yay, yes, I'm one of them. I'm in, etc. And make sure to go ahead and share this live. I get some water. Share our live here. And a lot of people have also been asking me, hey, can we, a lot of people, I guess, take donations for doing lives. So I've put in my Cash App, which is like cash symbol Hector Salva, for those who want to make donations. Like I said to various people who've been wanting to make donations, basically, like with enough donations, I'd probably do more lives. With enough donations, I would do more lives because basically I would put more time towards being able to do lives. I would, basically be able to set it up, right? So that, and I've had a few people who've asked me if they can make a big donation in order to like do, a big live, right? That they kind of would like me to give to the people. So these are all things that are going on. And if you wanna like go ahead and donate because of the live, you can cash at me, cash symbol Hector Salva, and just make a note on the Cash App like for the live. And then, we'll start planning these out so that they become more and more. But I am planning to do some private lives with some recipes for my fellow servants of mystery, servidores de misterio, brujos, etc. Because in this thing, we really have to share and we really have to be on the same page with one another in order to, progress as a totality, right? We're all brothers and sisters to some degree. So the Indians really enjoy lots of fresh fruits. Okay. And it's very common to give them a service of many fresh fruits. If you do not have a connection with the Indians, usually they're not going to respond to you. The Indians, they're very much about family, right? But for the Indians, blood doesn't make family only. It's not the only thing that creates family, right? For the Indians, there's more than that that creates family. And when you're serving the Indians, okay, the Indians are very much clean. So the Indians cannot go where you put the other santos, where you put the other misterios, where you put the other saints and misterios. That doesn't mean that they need to go in a whole separate room, okay? In our tradition, and remember our environment, for those of you who've never been to DR, and I've had a lot of people interested in this as well. And so if you're interested in this, say, DR, or throw up the DR flag for me, right? It's basically this. A lot of people who have never been to DR have been asking me, will I make a big trip with a pilgrimage of people taking y'all to DR? And people have been asking me this for quite some time, and I'm considering to do this, you know, once some of the COVID lifts make it, you know, easier for everyone to travel and safer. Everybody has been wanting to go to DR and really get to have a spiritual experience there and get to know what our spiritual culture is like, okay? In DR, okay, you have a beautiful array of spirituality and spiritual traditions. So people have been asking me, will I like coordinate a DR trip? And yeah, sure, right, there I am. I am going to plan to do a trip where we're gonna go and do some really intensive spiritual work, okay? Powerful spiritual work, intensive spiritual work, and participate in ceremony, okay? Of course, we need to participate, we need to have ceremony, okay? So the Indian division creates flow, and it can create balance for people, it can create healing, it can create prosperity. But if you don't have the Indians with you, it's a waste of your time to try to work with them, okay? However, if you do have the Indians with you, it's very important that you do work with them, okay? Like I stated before, the Indians will, they choose you. Like everything with misterios and mysteries and spirits, the spirits choose you. You don't choose the spirits, okay? Which means the spirits are the ones who have the authority to say who can deal with them, who can serve them, and who can work with them. They're the ones who choose to respond or not. It doesn't matter. You could serve until you're blue in the face, okay? But if you don't have something with you, it won't respond. So that's part of the reason why there's no need, okay? No need for basically the police, because, you know, I'm a gay person. We don't like the police so much, too much. You know? We like them far away, okay? So there's no need for there to be a police, so much policing in our work either, because the spirits just won't respond. Now, the policing in, you know, teaching falseness, that is important. Why? Because that creates basically problems for other people. It hurts other people when you start spreading around falseness. The Indians, back to the Indians, receive a special punto. And some people I believe are here on our live down to DR and giving them this punto of the Indians, which creates a very powerful connection to the spirits of the Indians and gives the power, basically connects that type of power into the servidor de misterio. All right. And The Indians are very much connected with work, with hard work, with labor. They know what it is to have hard labor and hard work. Now, the Taino Indian, okay, which is our type of Indian, meaning the Indians that we surface from or that we have in our blood, okay. In the Taino was, Taino meant relative or friend, okay, brother or sister. And the Taino were a very peace orienting people. They very much loved the peace. They weren't very war oriented. They were more oriented towards peace and community, which is why the subject of family came up here, okay? Because family isn't always basically blood. In fact, lots of it isn't blood at all. So, with the Indians, one thing that you can do if you have them is you can make a nice service of a bunch of fresh fruit, right? Fresh fruit, fresh water. If you could take this out to a river, even better, right? And there are many misterios aside from Tinjo Alagwe connected in this division. We have Caonabo, Anacaona, La India del Agua Azul. In our 21 divisions, you often see the image known as Yemaya, or Diosa del Mar, Our Lady Star of the Sea, alongside of the Indians, because she has a path therein with the Indians. Okay. You have Waikaipuru, Paramaconi, Yurimare, La India Luisa, right? Enriquillo, Cachita. There's lots of spirits that have it's Carmelo, Carmelina. A lot of these spirits that have that connection and that are part of this division. All right. Raphael. Right? And the Indian division likes to go separated from the other divisions. They don't like to be placed on the same altar and in the same area. You have to kind of give them a little bit of space in order for them to be happy. For Tinjo Alagwe, we give him blue, like a teal blue, which is why I'm, putting on this color. Yep, exactly. Put this type of blue, like a teal or a light blue, and a pink, right? Those are his colors, is that teal blue and that pink color, a light pink. Right, and he's a very healing spirit. For I'm gonna give you all a little something that people know and that people do. Okay, is that today, the 24th, either starting today or starting tomorrow, is very common for people to begin if they're praying to Tinjo Alagwe. Right, they say the prayer of Saint Raphael for 41 days. Okay, it's a 41-day prayer for help. Okay, to petition and to ask for help. And it's the prayer of 41 days to Saint Raphael. So that's something, especially if you're looking for healing in your life, that's something that people can do. And when you're making these requests, when you're making these petitions, when you're using these techniques, okay, the proper way is to promise to make an offering and give something out of gratitude once you received help. If you do not know how to make the offering correctly, you hire a brujo. I actually have a page on my website on to make offering for you. Okay, there's actually ways that offerings are made, and depending upon what you're asking for, there's offerings that should be made versus others. If you do not know how to make those offerings, you just go to a brujo, and the brujo will be able to make those offerings on your behalf. Certain offerings that are made to the misterios are ritualistic, which are the larger offerings which hold more weight and more power when you're asking for help. Okay, yes, there should be a replay, asking for help. So if you're looking for something larger, needing a larger help, you need to make a larger payment to the spirit, a larger offering. And those larger offerings are usually done, certain rituals that are done for the misterios. A lot of people in the U.S. don't know this, okay? Certain rituals that are done for the misterios. If you don't know how to do those rituals, you can't make those offerings. But you can hire a brujo who knows how to make those offerings to make those offerings for you. That's very normal. In fact, amongst many servidores, those who kind of like just have their foot in the water, just their toe in the water, they usually have a brujo who makes their offerings for them regularly, monthly, or all the time. Okay? Because this is a way that they're able to take care of those commitments without doing them properly and correctly, and yet, you know, still having with less work for themselves. There's many reasons why people do that, okay? So I hope that a lot of what I'm saying in this live is helping everyone, but what I wanna do on this live, since I'm doing it for the first time on our YouTube and our Facebook, I usually do Instagram and Facebook, I wanna say, basically, if anyone has any questions, okay? We're gonna take, I think, 3 to 5 questions on any topic. You can just ask, leave it in our comments. And while I allow y'all to go ahead and do that, I'm gonna go ahead and just really quickly remind you of the few things that we have going on. And you're gonna wanna, if you just joined, replay this, because I gave you some good stuff about how to deal with the Indians. So what we have going on here is we had the full moon power ritual coming on Halloween. You wanna DM me or email me at help@mysticalwork.com if you wanna be in. We also have, my goddaughter has opened a brand new store, in spiritual store in Houston, Texas. It's called Mama Star Style. And she's gonna have this big grand opening event in early November. And I'll be there. And other people will be there. Mambo Sandy will be there. Mambo Toy will be there. So other people will be there, and we'll be doing classes, workshops, etc. The third thing is, hey, share the video, right? The fourth thing is, lots of people have been asking to donate and wanting to donate so I can make more lives. And you can donate by making a donation via Cash App or even PayPal. If you want to do PayPal, help@mysticalwork, mark that it's for a donation to the live, because I'm going to keep that all aside. And as things collect up, I'm going to do more and more teaching lives. Okay. The next thing is, DR trip. Going to be planning for a DR trip. We're going to wait till the coronavirus dies down, but doing a big trip to DR to do some spiritual fun. That's one. And then 2 is, I'm going to be where was I at? Okay. I'm going to be offering some secret stuff on a secret Facebook forum. And if you want to get in, you're going to want to message me, leave a comment or something else like that in order to get in, where we're going to start teaching some secret stuff, especially if you're a brujo or a spiritual worker or a spiritualist, someone who's trying to advance in your spiritual work and trying to help others in your spiritual work. You're going to want to get in on this, because this is going to be a really great space to be able to learn all of that and increase your productivity. Okay. So you want to look out. It's soon. Mama Star will be making her announcement and her advertisement for the grand opening weekend. It's coming here in November 7th and 8th, I believe. Okay. And it's going to be an awesome event. She's already open now, Mama Star style, in Houston, Texas. But you can, we'll be there in the grand opening weekend doing lots of fun. So now I have a few questions here from you guys. So number one is there any way that people can know if the Indians are with them? So the first thing is, if you reach out to a group of spirits and there's no response whatsoever, generally, we say, like, if you've reached out three times and there's no response, they're not with you. That's like they're not looking to have a connection with you, etc. Number two is, generally speaking, a lot of these spirits will have shown you signs and will have made their presence known. The Indians very often will kind of like peer around the corner. So that's two. Number three is, if you're new on the path and you're new to spirituality, getting consulted by a servidor or a brujo, okay, is going to get to know, let you know whether you have those Indian spirits with you. Some spirits, you just know you have them, okay? Whereas other spirits can be more deeply layered into you, and they have to be, like, unlayered, the layers have to come off in order to realize that that's with you. Okay. Number two is a second question says, will, if you petition spirits who don't walk with you, can you still get results? You can. However, okay. You can still get results and you can still get help from spirits who don't walk with you. However, the more spiritually advanced you are, the more people you can help by petitioning spirits that they don't have with them, or that you don't have with you, right? It's really about getting that connection and making the connection when you're making that petition and getting that spirit to respond. Some spirits are more willing to help people that they don't walk with, whereas other spirits, not so much. When it comes to Saint Raphael, when it comes to a lot of the major mysteries, they're more open to people even they don't walk with, versus more minor mysteries are generally not open to people who they don't walk with. Okay. Someone here on our YouTube asked, basically our, I believe in English it's called a besom, basically a witch's broom, a straw broom. Is it connected with the Indians? No, it's not connected with the Indians, but there are other spirits that it's connected with. So those brooms are connected with other spirits and other divisions, various spirits of the Black Division, Legba Division, and other divisions who carry those brooms. Okay. But they are connected with the trees and the woods. Okay. For those who, someone says, is there a way that they can send gifts for the spirits here? Yes, you can contact Soleil. Soleil can get you that information as far as getting gifts for the spirits here rather than just monetary ones. Another question I have here Okay. Do spirits outside of the ATRs fit into the divisions or commissions? Do they fall into their own divisions, commissions, or categories? Okay. So the thing about it is spirits of the ATRs, it depends on the spirit. Many of them would fall into, most of them will fall into a certain division or another that's already established, though some of them may fall into some other type of category that would be their own. So that's how that works. As far as really developing a connection, I have another question here, particularly to any particular spirits, right? What I would suggest is contact us for a class so that we can get into that deeper with you. We can do a customized class for you that we get into that deeper as far as working with these particular spirit or another. As we always say, like, everything ain't for everybody in these things. That's not how it works. Everything ain't for everybody. So certain things I can't really get into deeply in lives or public displays, etc. So thank you to all of you who came here onto the live today. I'm going to definitely be trying to replay this, put it out there. Thank you guys for everybody who came out and shared your time with us and with me. If you haven't already done so, go grab a copy of The 21 Divisions, Mysteries and Magic of Dominican Voodoo, available everywhere books are sold. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, IndieBound, Goodreads, all the other great places where books are sold, right? Bless you. And go grab that. You can learn about the division we were talking about today on page 183. If you already have a book, okay, on page 183, just reread it, review it. A lot of times books are like movies. Every time you watch them, you learn so much more. You realize something else, okay? We look forward to working with you, Uno. And like I said, we have a bunch of things going on. If anything, reach out. We're help at mysticalwork.com, help at greatestspells.com. We are everywhere. All right. So I hope all of you stay blessed. Have a blessed Saturday. If you have the Indian spirits, you're looking to connect. Today's the day. Okay. Hope to see you guys in Houston. Hope to see all of you guys in Houston soon. It's going to be a blast. And many blessings. Stay blessed. Okay. Stay blessed. Stay strong. Remember what I told you all earlier, jealousy is everywhere and it's very insidious. Sometimes jealousy don't even look like jealousy. Sometimes jealousy looks like support. Sometimes jealousy looks like many other things. Okay, so hugs to everyone. And realize that just because someone is blood, that only makes them a relative. It doesn't make them family. Love makes family, not blood. Okay? That's part of what the Indians teach. So stay blessed, keep the faith, and over and out. Until next time. You're welcome.